Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Layla Hathaway, Mirror.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make mirror your best friend. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody else.
Find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself.
Good morning. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there was only one power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So let us begin by offering a prayer, by first becoming still and recognizing that there is power in the breath, family. You see, there's power in the breath. Together, family, I want us to remember to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to take in a deep breath. Breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. So right now, I just want you to breathe. Just breathe. Be still. And know that I am God. Breathe. And breathe. Be still. And know that I am God. Just breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Just breathe. And release. Divine, divine, divine Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious. Precious, precious one. I come today invoking and inviting the presence of my higher mind self. I come today to speak your words. Holy Spirit, come and bless my thoughts. Every word I think, every thought I think will be your thoughts. Holy Spirit, come and bless every word that I speak. I ask that every word that I speak and every meditation of my heart, Holy Spirit, will come from the higher mind self, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint my thoughts. I'm asking you to allow myself to get out of my way, God, that I may come fully empty right now, God, that I may come empty and you may fill me to the presence of you right now, God, that I may express my divine presence as you in this right now moment, God. I ask you to come, God, and speak to somebody's mind this morning, God. Speak to somebody's heart, God. I'm asking you to use me, God. I know you don't need my help. I know you just need my permission as I surrender to the presence that I am, that I am. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, God. Anoint their thoughts, that their thoughts will be your thoughts, and their words will be your words, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bless this call. Expand our territory, God, that we may be used by you today, God. Come. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the universe, God. Good morning to the clouds, the sun, the moon, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ether. Good morning to the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Good morning to the soil and the land. Good morning to the water. Good morning to our most beneficent angels as we invite our angels into the call this morning. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Come. Good morning, archangels. Good morning to our ascended masters as we invoke and invite the presence of our ascended masters, our archangels, our spirit guides, and master guides. And as we invite and invoke our ancestors, we stop and pay homage to those who walked this planet before us. As we send love into those names that we know, good morning, Anastasia Nakadim. Good morning, Mama Collette. Good morning to our ancestors. Good morning, even to those unknown ancestors. We give thanks and we honor the gift, recognizing that we are the dream of the ancestors. I am the dream of the ancestors. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good morning, my kings and queens. Good morning to my millionaires and my billionaires. Good morning to my gods and goddesses. You've tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine M. Ingram. And I'm so grateful this morning that your presence is here. I thank you for the opportunity to gift you with that prayer this morning. It touched my soul as I remind you today that you are worthy just because you are. And that you are a divine mind and expression of God. We're going to talk about release today. I am super excited to tell you about release. Oh, my God. You know, it's just interesting how you walk this journey and how things just show up in your space. So we're going to get started with another song. And then I'm going to read from The Science of the Mind. And I want to remind you today that there is a Vision Board class, 7453 South Vincennes, right here in Chicago, Illinois, February 24th. And you don't want to miss it. Because I've been reminding you all week, what is imagination? It is it's God's preview of the coming attraction of your life. It's like when we go to the movies and we see the previews. Well, your imagination allows you to see what God got for you. Don't negate what you're seeing in your imagination. And so we're going to talk more about that. How to release stuff that is no longer serving you. And in our vision board class, we're going to talk about the science behind. Where did vision board come from? Where did it come from? And where and why? That sometimes we put things on a vision and it does not come through. We're going to find out why. So as we move through, I'm going to play Kim Set Me Free as I prepare to read from The Science of the Mind. And guess what The Science of the Mind says? I am worthy and I am enough. Come on, family, say it with me. I am worthy and I am enough. This is Kim right here on The Love Journey. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey this morning. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Set Me Free, family. Kim. With Janine and Ingram, and that was Kim. Set me free. Can love set you free? I was thinking about that as I was listening to the words. Can love set you free? Let love set you free this morning. All right, we're going to be reading from The Science of the Mind this morning. And I'm super excited because it's just how things, the congruency of how things just do what it do. You know, the universe is amazing. Life is amazing, family. God is amazing. Today's Science of the Mind reads that I am worthy and good enough. I am worthy. And I like to add, I am more than good enough. Walt Whitman once said, re-examine all you've been told in school or church or in any book and dismiss whatever insults your own soul. Let me say that again. He said, re-examine all you've been told in school or in church or in any book and dismiss whatever insults your own soul. Ernest Holmes once said, the greatest good that can come to anyone is forming within them an absolute certainty of themselves and of their relationship to the universe, forever removing the sense of heaven as being outside of them. The magazine reads, aren't human beings fascinating? Check out this dichotomy. We know we had early childhood experience resulting in a significant impact on our self-worth. How much suffering, time, therapy, and money has been spent on this? We also know, however, that we are each an individualized expression of the divine. Let me say that again. However, we know that we are an individualized expression of the divine. There you have the potential conflict. I am an expression of the divine, having this awesome experience called Janine Ann Ingram, yet I often feel unworthy. But why? Fundamentally, I know I'm worthy of all God's goodness. I know I am sufficient in every area of my life. I know that I am more than good enough, but when I allow myself to think differently than that, I seem to attract life experiences that cause me to struggle. Now, that's not all bad, but for in that struggle, I choose to expand and I choose to grow by quantum leap. You see, this old story of unworthiness becomes my ticket for expansion, greater growth, and intense learning. One of the most powerful gifts we can ever give anybody is to recognize their worth, but to own our own worth as well. I want you to marinate on that. Because do you remember what I read to you the other day? I think of all the science of the mind, that one will reach my soul and be forever etched into the parts of my heart that I will never forget. And I think it's because so many times when I think about our suffering doesn't come from a lack of someone else loving us. It comes from us not loving ourselves. And even though that seems like such a simple request of the universe, right? Oh, that should be easy to love me, right? It should be easy to recognize that I am already more than enough. It should be easy to know that I was born worthy. But somehow, such a simple task seemed like the most complicated thing in the world to do. And even though we say to people, most people say, oh, I love myself. Oh, I love myself. But our worlds do not demonstrate that we really, truly honor the divine presence. Call Janine, call Linda, call Zakiya, call Jackie, call Khadija, call anybody that is on this line or that's not on this line. How easy is it really to honor the divine presence called Janine and Ingram? And even though I'm known as Lady Love, and even though I am known as the Love Goddess, there's times when I have to remind myself, no matter what I see in the physical thoughts of my mind, in the mirror, I am a divine miracle, and that I am all that God is. And that I am worth loving. And no matter what situation that may arise in my life, And no matter how the whispers in my ear may say, you out for the count. You're not going to beat this storm. And I have to look it in his eye and remind it that I am the storm. I still have those days to remind myself that I am powerful beyond measure. Because our true suffering, truly suffering, comes from us starving for our own attention. And it seems like it's easy to stop and say, well, let me love on you, Janine, today. Let me feed you something wonderful today, Janine. It seems so much better coming from somebody else, doesn't it? It seems like it's better if somebody else would buy me flowers opposed to me going to get flowers for myself, right? Oh, it seems like if somebody else tell me I'm beautiful, it would be easier than me having to look in the mirror and tell me that I'm beautiful. But no matter how many times somebody tells me I'm beautiful, I'm amazing, I'm this, if I don't own it, come on, somebody know what I'm talking about today. If I don't own it, then it's like you're feeding an abyss. An abyss is an open hole that can never be filled. Because the only thing that can close the hole of an abyss is your own love for your own self. Everybody else is just a reflection of that. So we think our suffering comes from a lack of love from others, but that's never the case. Our suffering only comes from us not loving ourselves, for us not honoring the divine presence of us. For nothing is more painful than that. You see, self-love is like food for the starving. And as you begin to feel your own love, you realize how much energy you've been putting into trying to get somebody else to love you from the outside. And no matter how much they love you, and no matter how much you receive from someone else, it's never going to be enough. It's going to be like a fiending for something that you just can't never get enough of. That's because no matter how much love from the outside we get, it's never going to change the inner core beliefs. See, if I tell you how wonderful, and if I say I love you, and if I tell you you're one of the most amazing people I've met on the planet, if you don't believe it at a core level, my love for you is only a temporary fix. See, can set you free. And we got to let it set us free by loving ourselves. Soon enough, you'll be looking for somebody else to love you more. And the more, you just can't get enough. Can't get enough of your love, baby. But only self-love fills up that emptiness inside of you. You see, it stems a lot of times from our false beliefs that we are unlovable. And then everything in our life reflects back to us, that lack of love for ourselves. So when we're wounded inside and haven't addressed those wounded places, they will reflect those wounded issues, because life is a mirror, family. And we got to make that mirror our best friend. Because self-love is vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love Janine as God? Goddess. How can I not love Goddess as Janine? How can I not have the compassion for Janine as God's self when I realize who I am as a divine being? Loving myself is never going to be a selfish act. You see, loving myself is going to be an action that assures that my walk on this planet is a blessing to those who've been praying for me to show up. You see, people are praying for you to show up because they need your blessings. Somebody out here been praying for you. Somebody out here been praying for your story, because it's your pain that makes you important to the other people, because your pain is going to be their blessing. Your pain is their blessing. You may not understand that, but your pain is their profit. Your disappointment is time to dollarize your disappointment. Your mess is the message. Now, this is what was interesting to me on yesterday. I sat with myself, and I had remembered, I told you the other day what my spiritual advisor had told me, right? About money being a conduit, right? Meaning a conduit to manifest in material form. And I thought about that. You know, I sat with myself with that, you know. Money being energy. Now, you know, I've been telling us that for a long time, knowing that money is an energy, knowing that money is a currency. But have I ever thought of money needing to have a conduit, and that conduit is my heart? That I had to sit with that for a minute. Even though I quickly understood what she meant, it wasn't a surprise thought. It wasn't a new thought. But I had to sit with that a little bit more with myself, because she said we have to forgive and we have to release in order for our heart, because not a lack of money is not a lack of money. It's a lack coming from our heart space. It's a heart problem. I was like, Now I heard them not having money was a mind problem, but I never really heard it in quite put like it was a heart problem. Yeah, I knew forgiveness clogs up our finances, yeah, and I heard Charles Fillmore in his book Prosperity talk about that, right? But for some reason, I had to sit with this thought a little bit more. I do my forgiveness work, and I know forgiveness is a powerful act. It's a powerful act of removing the energy that keeps us stuck, giving up what we thought should be. I get that, right? Because I've done a lot of forgiveness work. But this is what really took me over. I said, called the dynamic laws of healing. And I said, show me what I should read in this book. Something just told me to say that, right? Just told me to pick up this book and ask myself, what should I read in this book? That's going to blow your mind, right? Well, it's not going to blow your mind, because we know how spirit works, right? You know, spirit is always ready to answer anything that we have questions, right? It's just about knowing how to ask the right questions, the kind of empowering questions, like, what should I learn from this situation? What's my next step, God? You know, honoring that divine presence of knowing that there's always standing, that that power and the presence will lead us and guide us into the most magnificent place on this journey. And so as I thought and sat with myself, and I thought, how can I take this to a next level? Can I really live in the space knowing that you, God, can do all things through me? How can I remove myself from myself and get out my own way? And so I meditated on that. Meditating on that. Because if me having any kind of lack is a heart trouble, what's in my heart? So I sat with my heart, and I began to talk to my heart. I began to put my hands over my heart. If money is a heart condition, and money is energy, she said money is a currency, and in order for currency to flow, it needs a conduit to manifest itself in material form, right? Just as electricity needs a conduit to transmit light, energy needs a conduit to manifest money into our bank account, right? And the conduit is a heart. I said to myself, well, I do a lot of forgiveness work. What is it? It's the next step, right? So I was getting ready to do the forgiveness diet. And I picked up this book, The Dynamic Laws of Healing, and guess where my eyes fell out? Now, I didn't, when she said all that, the last part she said that money cannot flow through a congested heart. We must forgive and we must release. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to do my forgiveness diet. I always have really powerful miracles happen when I do my forgiveness work, right? My forgiveness diet is like one of my staples. But I said, something different must happen. And I fell my eyes on a chapter in this book on the healing law of release. I said, uh-oh, God, you're speaking to me, right? So I began to read it. I began to read, and it said, it may come as a surprise to you that the emotional cause of our health problems, our money problems, and any disharmony can be a possessiveness and a strong attachment to some person, a situation, or a condition in your life. It may even come as a further surprise that you must emotionally release yourself from that situation, from that person, that thing, or condition. Release is to gain release from, in order so we can bring healing into our own mind, body, and affairs. So I sat with that. Oh, man. I may have forgiven a lot of the situations, but I may still have an attachment to the idea of it. So let me tell you what I mean by that. So I started thinking about certain things in my life. You know, things that happened to me as a child, my inner child healing. And even though I have done a lot of the forgiveness work around it and I feel free, but do you know the memories and the cells in our body remembers the trauma, the pain, and we hold on to it. In our body, we remember how to live in poverty. We remember how to have survival techniques. We remember how somebody made us feel, even though we have forgiven the act from that person. But our body still remembers the trauma of the situation. And I may have a strong attachment to the idea. So let me put it, break it down into smaller terms. So I was talking to one of my clients, and she grew up and was molested by her father. He tied her up and had all kinds of things going on in her situation. And so we've worked through a lot of her inner child things, right? But even though she's forgiving the act of what her father has done to her, the trauma in her body still is remembered because it's in the response to how she deals with men and how she deals with the idea. And so we had to do the work of releasing the trauma from her body, the memory, the cells, the behavior, the information that has been stored in her body. So I came up with, instead of a forgiveness diet, I came up with a release diet. It's very similar to the forgiveness diet, but instead of the affirmation, I remain fully and forgive myself totally and unconditionally. You remember, I don't know if you remember, some of you I might remember, I remain forgive such and such, and you come up with whatever your first name, totally and unconditionally. I came up with, I Janine, fully and freely release, or whatever that may be. So you may be releasing a person, you might be releasing the trauma, you may be releasing a situation. I fully and freely release, and I'll put it on the love journey so you, if you decide that you want to use the technique to do a release, it is so powerful. And I just started it, right? And just the veils that have been releasing from my body, it's just been so amazing, along with my spiritual release bath, because nothing is more powerful than the power of water to release. Now, let me just tell you, I know I've told some of you all on calls that I got this subscription to Gaia and Gaia.com, and I watched the movie Secret of Water. You see, of all the things that was ever created, according to this documentary, the only thing that when we read the Bible or any other religious text that talk about what was created in the universe, you never hear, let there be water, because water was already here. And water is the only element in the universe that can change into different forms. and back into other forms. You can take water and make it a gas. You can take the gas and make it back liquid. You can take the liquid and make it, it can become in a frozen state. And then in a frozen state, it can go back liquid or it can go into a gas. You know, the different forms that water can take. And in its natural state, water can cleanse itself. I was like, oh my God. And in this, they said the secrets of the universe is held in the water. They said it's power in the water. Water is conduit. It amplifies it. It is just such a powerful element. And everything that ever exists in this universe exists from the water. You know what I said? I said all. The wholeness of God is water. Because water, everything that exists is born from water, comes from the sea. Even when we're in our mother's belly, because we're made of 80% of water, most percentage of the water in our amniotic fluid, when we're born, most of that amniotic fluid is water. And information is transmitted through water. Water is a conduit. I was like, oh, God, it's so amazing. I was in tears. I know some of y'all are like, what is she talking about, right? But I just want you to just listen to me. Just go with me, right? So water has information in it. Every time we drink water, we take in the information of the water wherever it's been. And we kill water as humans when we take water through pipes and all that stuff, right? But let me tell you, when water goes into its frozen state, guess what happens? It loses the information that has been in that water that is not natural. And when it comes out the frozen state, it goes back into its natural understanding of what water exists as. I was like, wow. So the key to releasing everything that ever existed that we no longer need or want or desire in our natural state is in the water of our bodies, right? Now, this is me talking. That might sound a little boo, right? So I start to think with God, like, you know, and I start writing, and I start writing out this release technique, and I start thinking about every cell in my body and how much percentage of water it is. And just, now, let's talk about Dr. Emoto. He wrote The Truth About Water, which is a book that taught us about how we can send energy into the water. So I thought, guess what the Emoto gave us an example of? Different music, right? He showed us that when he played rock music, what the molecules look like. He showed us what, if he microwaved the water, what it looked like. But when the water turned into a beautiful molecules was when either it was prayed over, classical music or very beautiful jazz, then these beautiful molecules would come out the water. So what I start to think about is sound can shift the molecules of the water, right? So I start thinking about, well, what sounds would be needed to shift the molecules in the water of my being? And so I started to put the music on. I wrote out my release technique that I had came up with, you know, inspired by the forgiveness diet, right? And I started to sit with myself and just really allow the sound and the beats of this beautiful music that I chose to play in. And I asked the music to change the molecules and the sound and energy in my every cell and all the living systems in my being, right? And tears began to flow out of my eyes. And I begin to love my tears. And I begin to ask the universe to show me, to heal the parts of me that still need to be healed. The parts of me that didn't like my own skin color, the part of me that didn't like the person or whatever about me that I didn't appreciate or love and couldn't love because I didn't know how to love me. Those wounded spaces inside of me that was still needed to be filled because they were empty. And on this journey, I began to see myself in water. And so I decided to just let myself float in that energy of water and become one with that water. And I imagined every molecule of water in my body being cleansed and renewed and transformed by the beautiful music and prayer of me asking that every cell in my body return to its highest vibration, that every cell in my body will be renewed and reformed to its highest vibratory energetic expression of me on this planet, that the greatest version, I had to look myself, my magnificence in the eye, and allow myself to know that I was magnificent and I was important and that I am the gift and I am the miracle to the planet that God planted on this planet for such a time as this. Because remember that it's in our own knowing that the world will reflect back to you what it is that you own about yourself. And so, I'm just at the beginning because I just did this the other day. But I tell you, I love the idea of forgiveness. But now, the soul stirring part of me, the part of me that's ready to let the soul manifest this gift and allow the divine to emerge to me, is ready to remove all of that that has clouded me, that wouldn't let me get out my own way, is to release it. Forgiveness is powerful. And we can forgive ourselves and we can forgive others, but if we still hold into the trauma in the memories of our body, in the memories of ourselves, in the memories of our thought, and we still take on that behavior, even though we have forgiven the act. That was like for me. You know, some things you just can't even put a word to it. You can't even say thank you. You can't even say, God, I'm grateful, because it's even better than gratitude. It's even better than thank you. It's just no words that you want to say to the universe for expanding your consciousness to a level where you understand how to get to the meat and the potatoes of what's been keeping you from the greater version of who you are. See, meeting yourself in your magnificence is the only thing that you can do on this planet to really take yourself to the next level, is seeing your own value, seeing your own magnificence. And when you can look yourself in the eye and see the magnificent presence of you, then and only then can you really operate at the fullest magnitude of who you are as God on the planet. If it's not good to you, it was good to me. Whew. I don't even smoke and I need a cigarette. I'm just being silly, y'all. Just being silly. I tell you, this presence of expansion and growing and learning and knowing and learning more of God, I never thought when I started doing this line that the magnificence and greatness and expansion of my consciousness would be to this magnitude or this level. I had no idea that this would take a life of its own. I'm going to just tell you the truth. It may sound a little egotistical, and it may even sound a little conceited, but I thought I had the goods on God, and I thought it wasn't no more good to know about God. But the good that I knew about God and how awesome God was to me, it's even more awesome, and it gets better and better and greater and greater and good and gooder and all the stuff that is just no words to say. If it gets any better than this, I'm going to think I died and went to heaven, if there was ever a heaven outside of my space. I just don't even understand how we could have ever lived and thought that we could not create heaven on earth, that we are heaven, that I am heaven. I am heaven right now. And I don't need millions of dollars to create my heaven. Now, the millions of dollars is going to be the gravy on top of my mashed potatoes. But let me tell you what was interesting about the whole technique. So all these years I've been teaching vision boards, I can't even tell you, forever, right? Just to remind you, February 24th, I have my vision board class here, 7453 South Bend Sands. And in the last few years, I really haven't done vision board. And I have done vision boards every year. But for some reason, I couldn't just get into the vision board experience in these last few years. Just for some reason, I didn't really feel like I had a dream. I really didn't feel like, I just felt like I'm not, I don't know what I just felt, But this year I did, I expanded on the last vision board that I had done because I have a vision wall. And it was interesting when I got through doing my vision and I cut out this one thing and put on my vision. It says how I made $1 million, right? And it's the first time that I've ever put on my vision board. You know, I've put on there being a millionaire several times, but it's the first time as I was cutting out the words how I made $1 million. I could actually feel it in my body. I could actually feel the money running through the course of my cells of my body. I could feel the money running through me. You know what that means? Because everything happens through you before it happens outside of you. I never, all the years that I put it on my vision board, never felt it in the cells of my being. I could identify with the idea of being one with the millionaire. That was a new feeling. I had to stop right there. And I think it came from, because when you release things, you know, what happens when you clean clutter up, right? So one of the things that I had put on my release technique, and I call it a release diet, just like the forgiveness diet, because it takes, but it's not the same wording. I, Janine, fully and freely release color from every area of my life. I loose and let go. I let God's perfect good manifest now, right? That's my affirmation. That's my technique that I came up with, that I write 55 times throughout the day. I write maybe 10, 15 in the morning. I stop after I eat my lunch and write 15, 20 more, but I write 55 every day. Because 55 came to my mind. And I'll tell you what 55 mean later. But that's the number that came. So I write it 55 every day. And I write it in blue ink on white paper. Because blue ink on white paper touches the subconscious mind. Now, I'm telling you this for a reason. Because when you begin to create a vacuum space. It has to be filled, right? So remember now, I'm taking you back. Money can't come into a congested heart. And I said to myself, well, I really don't have a congested heart. I do my forgiveness work. And I do my forgiveness work often. But I didn't realize I still had a lot of residue that was in the cells of my body. Because I remember the traumatic experience of being in poverty, growing up when there was times when the gas couldn't be paid and we were ice skating on with our shoes and the coats, and many times we didn't have food. And my nephew would make sugar cookies so we could eat something. My body and cells remember that. That came up in the water of my mind when I was laying there. I remember what it felt like to be in struggle and poverty and not having enough. So today, as we begin to leave the line this morning, on this Friday, the reason why I saved this conversation on the last day of the first week we've been back, because now all week we've been talking about vision, imagination. We've been talking about self-worth, self-love, value. Today we're talking about release, because I want you to take time this weekend. Now, I've asked you to bring your journals to the call this week, and I want you to really take time to see where in the cells and memory, information, behavior, whatever residue is left from where you thought you may have forgiven. Or maybe you have forgiven, but the information has still been left in the energy of your body, your cell. And so it's responding to you. Maybe it's showing up as a disease in the body. Maybe it's showing up as a lack in your body. Maybe it's showing up as a disharmony in relationships. Wherever a lack is showing up at, see where the memory of your body remembers. And journal the experience. And then when you're ready, come to the Love Journey page. And if you have not liked my page, I want you to like my page. And then I want you to go and scroll up and find the release technique. It's not there yet, but I'm going to put it on there today. And then I want you to write out the release technique. And then if I give you this gift of the release technique, my gift back to me that I'm asking you to do is to put on there a comment of how it's working for you. Now, I give you a lot of gifts, and you all don't give a lot of gifts back to me. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I share a lot of information on there. You use it. I share a lot of information on here. You use it. And you don't share back. This is not a one-way relationship anymore. It's a reciprocity. And what I'm going to need from you is to give back to the Love Journey by giving us conversation. I'm going to need your time. I'm going to need your money, whatever. And however, it could be $5 a month. It could be conversation. It could be your comments. But it's going to make a difference when it shows up on the Love Journey. Now, I'm giving you a gift. I want that gift back by you showing up for me, by you putting a comment. I don't want to see just one comment. The other technique that I put on there, the 5x55, you see all those conversations that's on there? I want that kind of conversation again. If you expect me to keep giving you, I expect you to give back to me by commenting on my Love Journey page and sharing it on your social media and sharing it with other people to begin to heal. This message must be told. The revolution must be televised, and the only way it can be televised is through you. There's no better word of affirmation than the gift of you sharing this information with other people by sharing it. The Love Journey with other people on your social media, by asking your friends to like our page, by asking other people to come to the Love Journey call. Now, that's what I'm putting on you. We're about to take this to a soul-stirring level. But let me tell you, a relationship is not worth a relationship if you're not getting reciprocity. And reciprocity is you giving and me giving. I give every morning getting up on this call. And all I'm asking you to do is to share the Love Journey. And all I'm asking you to do is comment on the Love Journey. Donate $5 a month, something, and you can't do that, then that's not reciprocity. As you heal, you should be grateful to give back to the Love Journey. And so as we heal together, I'm going to keep giving, and I'm going to have an expectation of you to give back to me. That's our new relationship agreement. Yeah. The good thing about it is we get to choose. We get to choose if we want to be a part of that particular relationship. That's what I love about honesty. Honesty, when somebody tells you what they want and they put their cards on the table and tell you where they're coming from, you get to choose whether you want to play the game or not. That's what honesty does, and that's what reciprocity does. You get to say, nope, I don't want to play that game, or yes, I want to play that game. Well, if you want to be in the game of healing, healing takes reciprocity. And we got to share our gifts back. We got to share in gifts of time. We got to share our money. Because if we want to elevate the Love Journey and elevate the information that is given, we got to, one, disseminate it. We got to, two, share it. And we got to give back, even if it's just $5 a month. $5 every time you get paid. You can donate that. So today, that's what we're about. I'm going to leave you with this prayer. And as we begin to go into the recesses of our mind in this prayer, I want you to remember the feeling. I want this prayer to go into your feeling nature, because it's in our feeling nature that we manifest. And in our manifestation feelings, I want to remind you of your own magnificence. You see, somebody really is praying for you. Somebody is praying for that book that you need to write. Somebody is praying for you to stand in your greatness. You see, because now It's time to let your light shine so brightly that the millions of people that whom you are the answer to their prayers can find you and pay you for who you are just because who you are. It's about opening your heart to receive all the goodness that is your divine birthright. It's about allowing the world to handsomely reward you for the inherent value and intrinsic worth that you naturally bring to life. It's about healing our heart. It's about monetizing our mess, cashing in on our courage, dollarizing your disappointments, pimping your pain for profit. It is your time to shine. You are the conduit that all that is good is waiting to move through. It's time to come and see the magnificence of who you are. And so in this right now moment, I want you to remember what it felt like when you remember feeling great. A time when you remember feeling your own magnificence. And I just want you to put in your hand over your heart in this right now moment and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for making me so unique that nobody can do it like me. God was so amazing when God decided to create. Mother, Father, God, when God created everything in this universe, it made it so unique. Every snowflake has a unique shape. Every fingerprint, every footprint is all unique expression. And no matter how we want to look at it, nobody can do what you can do, the way you can do it, and touch those that you've been called to touch. And so in this right now moment, I just want to pray. Pray that God can show you how to see yourself in the way that God sees you. That you can look in the mirror and come face to face with the greatness, the magnificence, beauty, the value, and intrinsic love that you are just because you are. I pray that you can look in the spiritual eyes and see all the greatness of God. When you look in the mirror, I pray that you can bless every cell in your body, face in your body, in your mind, in your heart, any atom, any molecule, any place in your body that does not feel its highest vibration, that you can send enough love that it will shift the consciousness, this place in your body where it is showing up as disease, and ask it right now, what is the gift of the learning of this right now? What must I learn from the pain? What must I learn from the cancer? What must I learn from the gift of whatever is showing up? And may I release it and allow it to turn into a gift that I may share with the world. Can you imagine just simply being paid because you showed up, being who you are, in the gift of who you are, the word says. Your gifts will make room for you, and I will place you before great people in the world. The gift, thank you, God. For the calling, thank you, God. For the talent, thank you, God. So today, my gift to you is that you can look in the mirror to see the magnificence that you truly are. And as I remind you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And may every soul on this call be touched by the glory of God's goodness. And that you will remember to not just dream your God-sized dreams, but to live your God-sized dreams. And remember, it only works if you work it. There's a vision board class, 7453 South Vincennes, February 24th, 2 p.m. Don't forget, the Emancipation Proclamation is this Sunday. You can RSVP if you're coming to the event, or you can show up on Facebook Live. Don't forget to support our sister on Facebook Live. If you're out of town or if you can't make it, check out her Facebook Live on Joy Cigar Ramza's page. She will be Facebooking live, talking about the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful letter from Alabama's jail of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I will be her featured guest, Janine Ann Ingram, and Born to be Rich. That is at 3 o'clock, 81. Let me see, she's texting me, huh? Oh, yeah, I've already put that on there. So don't forget to tune in at 3 o'clock, the Emancipation Proclamation, every third Sunday. On February 22nd, Tema Azizi says, why we'll be here, and we will be talking about the power of pleasure. Pleasure being our GPS system. So many of us live in a very sad, unhappy life. We're going to talk about the importance of pleasure and why pleasure and joy and happiness is a GPS. It's God's protection system. It directs us into the place of our blessing. And we're going to talk about that February 22nd. That's at 222 on here on The Love Journey. And I will be her featured guest at her retreat August 9th through the 12th. We're going to talk about that retreat. I will be in Baltimore, Maryland, Marionette, Maryland, August 9th through the 12th, as a retreat speaker. And I hope to see my East Coast family there. And I hope to see you. If I don't see you there, I hope to see you around while I'm out there in the East Coast family. All right, family, I'm going to let you go and remind you again that your life truly is a gift. I want to thank you for showing up on a love journey. I want to thank you for all that you do, all that you've done, and all that we will continue to do together to grow collectively and individually. Remember, the power is in you, and it only works if you work it. And so today, I leave you with William Murphy. It's working.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing, and it's showing. My season for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good.
Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground.